That moment where you feel like maybe you've forgotten your notes. Good morning, family, and a hearty welcome to our visitors on this Father's Day. My name is Stephen Deason, and I'm a new disciple, a new husband, and a new father. And this morning I want to and our connections. But I'm going to go off script for just a quick moment. I am a person in long-term recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. And 8 years ago, I'm going to cry. I would never have imagined that I could have what God's given me. Today, I want to talk about our wounds and our connections. And before I get started, I know Father's Day can be really difficult for some of us. This time last year, I lost my younger sister, who always called me her father after our father abandoned us. And I just want to take a quick moment and say a prayer to our Father in heaven and acknowledge that there are others who are probably hurting and missing on this day. Let us pray. Abba, Father, help. Help us honor those we've lost and help us love those who remain. As you love us enough to send your only son to pay the ultimate price to connect us to you. Amen. So I'm going to expose two wounds. And the first one's more of a scratch. When Jim asked me if I would lead communion, I got pretty excited about it. And I went home and I told my wife. And she looked at me and exclaimed, "Are you nervous?" Which was perhaps less than helpful. Because the truth is, I am nervous. I never know when I'm speaking whether I'm going to, what am I going to do with my hands? Is my fly open? Am I going to trip and fall on my face? I have taught an entire MBA class with my fly open before, just so everybody's all right. Because the truth is that being up here makes me nervous, but it's that wound that connects us to people, right? It's not my achievements that connect me. It's the wounds that I bear. So I'd like to expose a different one that I use in our social enterprise where we help young people who are in recovery work on things. And I'd like for you to take a trip back with me about 30 years. And young Stephen had worked for 6 months on a new financial software package. And we drove from Dallas, Texas to Irving, Texas. And all of the senior executives from Michael's stores were in the audience. Is everybody with me? Okay. So the CFO is sitting directly to my right, the controller, a couple of senior vice presidents, the chief operating officer, et cetera. And and a very kind young person, I was also very young, but a very kind young person said, "Would you like a coffee?" Now, I'd never drunk a coffee in my entire life, but I thought that'd be a good idea. So I said, "Sure." So a styrofoam cup shows up with a steaming hot cup of coffee, and right as I start my presentation, I reach over and my hand starts trembling, and I thought, oh, I should hold this cup tightly. So I pick it up, open my mouth, and promptly just dump the whole cup of coffee directly into the lap of the CFO, who leaps up and exclaims, and I did exactly what one should do in that scenario. I went, sprinted out of the room, ran down the hall, and threw up in the bathroom. So no matter how badly this goes today, it's unlikely to go that poorly. That's my wound. That's not my only one. I have a lot of others that I share when I share my story. But the truth is that our wounds are those things that connect us to those around us. And vulnerability is courage. Vulnerability is inherent in any stance that places courage over comfort. And vulnerability is having the courage to expose our wounds to one another. And I'm going to tie that to the Bible. This is something our Savior Jesus Christ exemplified. So if you would turn to me to John 20, 20 through 22. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and in his side. They were filled with joy, and they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. When I read this scripture, I don't just see Jesus ensuring his disciples that he's Jesus. I see Jesus saying, my beautified body will forever contain these wounds for all of eternity. They're not scars. I could have chosen to be perfect, but I chose to be connected with you so that I can connect you with my Father. And I am so, so grateful to Jesus for making that sacrifice for us. And that's what communion is all about, right? Communion is about saying, Jesus saying, I took these wounds for you, and I will bear them for all of eternity on your behalf. I am connected to you, and you are connected through me to our Father. And to me, that's what Father's Day is all about. I had something that was supposed to be funny in here, but my wife assured me last night I wasn't funny, so I'll skip that point. The point I'm making this morning is that our Father sent his Son to bear our wounds, to connect us to Jesus and to Jesus through our Father. If we could hold that in our hearts as we take communion together, I think we would do well. Let us pray. Father, I pray that you help me identify my wounds, to see them clearly, address them lovingly. Grant me the courage to expose my wounds in a healthy way so that I can connect with others as your Son connected with us. Help me be a wounded healer in your name and in the name of Jesus who bears the wounds representing all of our sins. Amen.